Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Love that I feel for you grows stronger now each day.
It's 8:41. They're playing your song.
What an introduction, birthday boy.
Yeah, well,
I just remember,
I'm only a month older than Bruce Springsteen, but much younger than Mick Jagger and Paul McCartney. This week, Marianne tells us what a lot of people are talking about right now on Reddit. And my first question is, although I've heard of Reddit, I've never been on it or used it. Well, what is it exactly?
Well, Reddit is a social platform it's a forum for people to discuss anything at all, and users can share their content about anything on Reddit. You've heard of it, right?
Yeah, well, I've heard of it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they can share posts, images, videos, and links. It's called Reddit because it's a play on the words, I read it.
Mm.
But often people will just pose a question, and hundreds of thousands of Reddit users will respond. So these are not like, you know, the experts or psychologists or anybody is saying anything. This is just people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anybody can join a Reddit thread, and it can be, you know, it can be about anything that you're interested in. Like I'm interested in a couple of the financial ones. So I read everything that people are saying in the financial thread. But in this case, the question that was posed, it's people talking about the things we hated as kids and now love as adults. And I thought it was very appropriate on your birthday to talk about, you know, some of the things from the past, and, you know, compared to some of the things of the present.
Things we hated.
You like talking about this stuff.
Things we didn't like as kids, now we love as adults. You mean like watching the news?
Yes. Something like that. In fact, one of the things is that one of the, you know, the things that people are talking about in this thread is that adults will watch a documentary on almost anything. And that's got your name on it, Bob.
Yep.
But not exactly something that most kids would do. Although two of our kids were obsessed with documentaries because I think they were obsessed with you, and you would always play documentaries for them.
Yeah,
so especially adults, they love it.
Yeah, especially the Beatles ones. But it's true, and I have turned into my father on this, there's no doubt. By the way, as we go through this list, if you want to text us, you can add your items, 312-981-7200. What's next?
Yeah, I would like to know what other people, you know, consider things that they love now that they did not like as a kid. Okay, so number two is, doing absolutely nothing used to be boring, but now it's all we want.
No kidding.
I think this might be the most true statement for me.
Absolutely.
I used to think, I remember being in the backseat of my parents' car and looking out the window as we were traveling somewhere far and thinking that time was moving so slowly and that I could not be more bored.
Well, you didn't have a phone, but the art of daydreaming has been lost, and with it, I think some creativity. But don't get me started on that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, did you get bored as a kid?
Yeah, in the car. Yeah, I mean, my dad drove us a couple of times, Chicago to L.A., Route 66, which now as an adult I realize it was so beneficial. It gave me a love of small towns and America. But at the time, I slept a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Okay, so the next one is, we would rather eat in than get junk food takeout.
Yeah, I finally came around to that, mainly because you're such a good cook.
Yeah, it took, we've been married 25 years. It took maybe like, I don't know, 10 years for you to, you know, change your mind about that.
I know,
and
I'm
still
slow.
You know, things slip through.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay, so the next one is, we don't have to choke down the veggies anymore.
Well,
so
yeah.
We actually crave the veggies.
Yeah, and the way you make them, yeah, they're delicious.
I know there are so many. I mean, I never had a green vegetable until I moved away from my parents' house, because the only veggies that I would eat were barely passed for veggies, like corn and potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, green vegetables, like I made myself like those, and I just love them now. Okay, number five is sleep is a gift that you simply don't get enough of as you age.
Yeah, don't remind me, please.
Oh, my goodness. I know. It is, and it's truly a gift, right?
Yeah. We got a few texts here about listening to talk radio. Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Listening to WGN, okay. Fair enough.
Well, I mean, seriously, what, you know, like little kids, you know, they want to listen to music or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, so the next one is going to the grocery store was less of a chore when you can, is less of a chore when you can pick out anything you want. So, you know, as you know, because you do the grocery shopping in our family, you can just go and buy a cake if you want to.
That's why it's fun for me.
No reason.
That's why I like to shop.
Yeah, I think you like to go grocery shopping because you like to get yourself a treat that you never let me see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's always consumed before you get home.
I'm out there behind the house at the dumpster having my snack.
All right, when it's your yard, the hard work hits different. So, like, being told to mow the lawn or to weed the garden is no fun. But when it's your own house, for most adults, nothing brings them more pleasure than just walking around the property, picking weeds, pruning bushes, and chopping firewood, right?
Yeah, still not fun. Still not a lot of fun.
Oh, I love it. And the last one is when you decide everything about the outfit, dressing up is actually fun.
Yeah, I remember.
And you're not being told,
as a kid, do you remember? I still feel like that when I have to dress up. That's why I like radio over TV.
Did your mom make you dress a certain way?
Yes, she said you have to be presentable. That was her word. What delicious recipe is on Savvy Planet?
Well, you know, I was over at a friend's house the other day, and she made the most amazing and delicious niçoise salad that I have ever eaten or seen. So, seriously, it is worth getting the recipe just to look at the picture.
Yeah.
I took a picture of it. It's easy to make, and it's got a few secrets to share.
Check it out at SavvyPlanet.com, S-A-V-V-Y, hyphen, planet, SavvyPlanet.com. To get the recipe, sign up for Marianne's newsletter. Free, you get a recipe every week. And I eat one almost every night. And I plan on many this weekend. Thank you, Marianne.
And keep celebrating your birthday. I can't wait for the rest of the day. We're going to have some fun today, Bob.
Yes, I get to pick Chinese food for tonight. I'm looking forward to that.
Yes!
Say 8:49.